pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season. So he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
Two things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
Two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Nissan's electric vehicles run on a special electricity. Not the electricity that turns on light bulbs or runs through your outlets. I'm talking that spine-tingling goosebump feeling that electrifies your body and soul. It could be the simple win of leaving on time for your morning commute or scoring the largest deal of your career. Nissan is continuously evolving and changing the game through electric vehicle engineering. Because the electricity of their cars not only moves engines, it also moves the emotions of those who drive them. To learn more about Nissan's electric vehicle lineup, visit www.nissanusa.com.
Looking to switch your phone service? Check out Boost Infinite Wireless. Its new technology switches between its own network and the other top two networks to find the best quality calls and data for you anywhere, anytime. And you can get a low-priced, unlimited wireless plan that gives you a new iPhone every year. So switch today. Visit BoostInfinite.com. That's BoostInfinite.com. Or go to Amazon.com and search for Boost iPhone 15. See BoostInfinite.com for terms and conditions. Boost.
And we return to Our American Stories. Up next, a story from Carl Merlantis. Carl is a recipient of the Navy Cross and the author of the best-selling books Matterhorn and What It Is Like to Go to War, two books he wrote after his service in Vietnam, a service he didn't talk about until after undertaking the process of putting pen to paper. Let's get into the story. Here's Carl talking about what he did immediately after the war.
First of all, I avoided talking about it with anybody because I did have the feeling, and I think it's shared by a lot of veterans, not all veterans, but I did have the feeling that people wouldn't understand, particularly the dark side of things. There's a thrill to war. There's a thrill to crack cocaine too, and there's enormous, enormous costs. I would never want to pay the cost to get that thrill, but to deny the thrill is false. How do you tell somebody who's, somebody that you're trying to date and she's a college girl and you just come back? I mean, how do you talk about that? You don't, because you're just, first of all, back in the Vietnam era, you would be just, people really were horrible to us, like we were really criminals, So why would you even want to open yourself up to that? So, I never told anybody I was in the Marines or in Vietnam. Just didn't. So that was one way of handling it. It's not right, because you've got to talk about it for two reasons. One is for your own mental health. You got to get these ghosts out where you can see them. My friend Joe Bobro calls it turning ghosts into ancestors. They're part of you, but if you don't deal with them, they'll haunt you. I mean, the reason that you're getting bar fights and your marriage breaks up and you start doing too much alcohol is because you're being driven by a ghost and you're not conscious of it. You got to get it out. And one of the ways of getting it out, I did it by writing, but a classic way is just talking to people who you trust. And that would be like your spouse or your brother or your sister. We didn't even do that. And the other side is, if you don't tell people what they're actually asking, 19-year-old kids to do for their country, they'll ask them for really trivial bullshit. I think half of the military is from seven southern states. The people that are fighting are, their mom and dad works for Walmart. They're not partners in big city law firms. If you don't get these stories out, the people who are making the big decisions, and most of them have never even been in the military, will have no idea what they're asking and will continue to sacrifice our kids for really trivial reasons. Anyway, I just clammed up. It's the wrong way of doing it. I use this analogy. Most men, I would say a vast, vast majority of men, don't understand, and young women who have not done the experience, what it's like to have a child. what is it like to go through childbirth? If the women who have gone through childbirth feel that they're somehow superior to the rest of us, that's a horrible tragedy for the human race. And luckily for us, the women don't do that. But they've been through an experience that young women and men have no clue about really, other than what you read in stories or what you hear people talk about. But if you listen to, you know, your mother or your sister or you know, my age, your daughters, talk about childbirth, and they talk about it freely, you get an idea. You'll never really understand it, but you get an idea. And if it wasn't for that, you would have no idea. But I think that veterans, and I often tell, you know, combat veterans, don't leave that chip on your shoulder, because it is true. I don't think anybody can understand it unless they've done it. I just think that's just the case. You can get close. I mean, good storytelling, good writing, you know, good poetry. There's been some wonderful songs. They get close, but you'll never get there. And you and I will never understand really childbirth. The only people that understand it are the ones who've done it. It's the same with combat. But the key is that that can't put you into a category where you think that you're better than other people. You just have had a different experience from other people. And that's a very important thing to understand. Like I say, I use the example of women who've had babies. They're not superior to the women who haven't. And I think that that's the right attitude, not superior, inferior, just different. And I don't think you'll ever be able to bridge the gap. Just that simple. I had to deal with this Bronze Star I got for pulling the kid out from underneath the machine gun. I was written up for that, did a heroic deed, brave deed in front of a whole bunch of people. And so I got written up for a medal. And I have that one. It's in the shadow box on the wall in the living room. I had to deal with it. I wouldn't have been able to talk to you about that without having written it first. Because the feeling of, I wonder if I killed him, God, I could have done it, oh God, oh. I mean, it would haunt me at night. I'd wake up in the middle of the night going, oh Jesus, did I put that bullet hole in? We'll never know, because the bodies were blown up. And I wish I'd have, known then. I mean, I'll never know. But having written it down and got it out, I remember, literally bawling and snot hitting the keyboard. I mean, I was bawling. I wasn't crying. I was bawling. You know when you're bawling is when you're running out of, both nostrils as well as your eyes. Writing it down got it out, and I could examine it and take responsibility for what I might have done or didn't do. And it was clearly eased it, because after I wrote it, first of all, I can talk about it without, I mean, I think it, before I'd written about it, I'd just start shaking, literally start shaking, and would have to shut up, couldn't carry on. I don't have that problem. And I think that having written it, the ghost is turned into an ancestor. It doesn't haunt me anymore. It's just part of my life. So the writing was important for those reasons. And also it was important for the other side of it, which I said that people who haven't had the experience, I wanted to tell our story. What 19-year-old kids are trying to grow up and be Marines and be in combat all at the same time. And it wasn't easy. And, unless our story gets told, no one will know. I mean, this is kind of a funny story, but a woman came up to me at a reading and wanted me, it was a line to sign the books, and her turn came up, and she was sort of, I'm really embarrassed and sort of hemming and hawing. Oh gosh, I don't know what to say. I said, what's wrong? What do you want to talk about? I said, go ahead. And she said, I was in college during the Vietnam War, and I just hated it. It was wrong. I hated the war, and I was a protester. I protested every chance I could get. I protested. And then I read Matterhorn, and I didn't know you guys slept outside. I about fell out of my chair. But you see, This is a college-educated woman, college-educated, and didn't know we slept outside in Vietnam. I'm going like, there's a large, large gap between, you know, the military and the civilians. And that writing helps close it.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Monty Montgomery. And a special thanks to Carl Morlantes. And by writing these things down, he was able to turn ghosts into ancestors. But more importantly, I think he was connecting warriors' lives with civilian lives, just as Stephen Ambrose did with Saving Private Ryan, interviewing all those men and women who put their lives at risk in World War II. Carl Morlantes, turning ghosts into ancestors, here on Our American Stories.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season. So he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
Two things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
Two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When you're an American Express Platinum card member, don't be surprised if you say things like,
"Chef, what course are we on? I've lost count."
Or,
"Shoot that, shoot that!"
And even,
"Checkout's not until 4, so..."
Because the American Express Platinum card offers access to exclusive reservations at renowned restaurants, elevated experiences at live events, and 4 p.m. late checkout at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. See how to elevate your experiences at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Don't live life without it. Terms apply.
Now is the time to experience America's pastime in a whole new way. Major League Baseball has teamed up with T-Mobile for Business to advance the game with next-gen 5G solutions, going deeper with real-time data visualization, new camera angles that put fans on the field with their favorite players, and even testing an automated ball strike system in the minor leagues. This is the 5G era of baseball. See what we can do for your business at T-Mobile.com/now. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Officially licensed product of MLB Players Incorporated.